Beloved radio friends, welcome in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ to the broadcast of God's precious and holy word. We continue upon the great theme from Galatians chapter 6, verse 14, on the glory of the cross. Our key verse declares, God forbid that I should glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every believer in the Lord Jesus should say amen to those blessed words of the Apostle Paul, and every one of us should increase his or her personal appreciation and their love for the Savior, seeking always to enter into the enjoyment and the blessings that His cross has purchased for us. My beloved radio friends, we can and we never will be able to measure the greatness of the blessings the death of the Savior upon Calvary has bought for you and for me. We've already touched upon the first great blessing, mentioning it, the forgiveness of sins, an essential one to begin with, one which we earnestly trust and pray that every listening friend has received it by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as his or her personal Savior. To conclude our ministry on this precious theme, the forgiveness of sins, we wish to consider today the blessedness, the happiness of forgiveness, the happiness of having our sins forgiven. We would like to quote the blessed words in Psalm 32, verse 1. The psalmist saying, blessed or happy is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. It is a happy experience for everyone, the moment that God forgives their sins. Well, as the old hymn put the truth of it in those words that we enjoy as we sing Happy Day, when Jesus washed my sins away. My radio friend, we trust that you remember and that you've had that happy day. But if never you have known it, may you find it today. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 2, the Savior spoke words of forgiveness to a man that was who was brought to him by his friends, let down from the roof of the house within the house where the Savior was, that he might be healed. But Jesus spoke and said to the man, first of all, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. What sweeter words could ever be spoken to a sinful heart? Yet let us consider why such a person can be so happy. For what does God do when he forgives sins? It will bring increasing joy to the heart to understand it. For as we have already noticed in our preceding study, to be forgiven means to have all our sins and my guilt, all your guilt and your sins taken away. But we raise the question, what does God do when he takes your sins and mine away? Now listen carefully. We have three special scriptures to tell us what God does when he forgives sins. First we read in Psalm 103 and verse 12, these words, as far as the east is removed from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Please note very carefully how far away God removes sins when they are forgiven. He puts them out of reach, where they can never be reached. Now let me raise a question. Do you know where the east and the west, do you know where they meet? Do they have a meeting place? Can you find it? For example, you know that the world is round and its diameter of approximately 24,000 miles around it. Now let me ask you, if you travel east looking for the point where the east and the west meet, where the west may begin or where the east may end, you know you would keep going around in the same direction until you would be right back at your beginning, the starting place, and you would never be able to pinpoint where the East and the West have met. One poet has expressed it in this way, "The West and the East, the twain, they never meet." Now, will you take God's word for the assurance of what he will do when he forgives your sins? They are removed out of reach. So far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Hallelujah! What a Savior! Now let's consider another fact. We read a scripture in Micah chapter 7 and verse 19, where God declares, "Thou wilt cast all their sins in the depths of the sea." Now what do these words tell us? When God forgives sins, he not only puts them out of reach, he puts them out of sight. Well, did you ever find out which is the deepest place of the ocean? An interesting fact, that during World War II, one of the flotillas of American warships, traveling over the Pacific Ocean, and every ship had on the echo sounder, in order to be alerted if there was a Japanese submarine lurking near, they noticed that over one special stretch of the ocean, running about 200 miles north and south in the Pacific, there was an unusual depth of water. The location was charted. Following the war, there was an expedition to explore the area, and they were amazed to find that the depth of that ocean in that body of water located there was anywhere from 5 miles to 7 miles deep. One said if you tossed a penny overboard, it was estimated it would take that penny to go down to the ocean bed 48 hours, 2 days. Now God uses this description to tell us when he forgives sins, he casts them into the depths of the sea. My beloved friend, God knows how to use language to describe to the sinner, as well as to the saint, what he does when he forgives sins. But let me say, I'd like to repeat the words of a dear old saint. When she learned how deep the sea was, and that in some places the depth of it was unknown, and she thought of what God had done in forgiving her sins and taking them away, she said, "Praise the Lord! No one will be able to get them up again." How blessedly true! Listen, my friend, God would say to you, "Son or daughter, thy sins be forgiven thee," and he will put them out of his sight. And he wants you to know that he puts them out of your sight, too. But then there's a third scripture we'd like to mention. What God does when he forgives sins? When a believing sinner will trust the Son of God as his and her Savior? He puts their sins out of his memory. Please listen carefully to the words. They are found written in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 34. But they are re-quoted in the New Testament in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 17. "Their sins and iniquities will I remember no more, saith the Lord." Can I repeat the words? Take them in. "Their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." What a God! When God forgives, he forgets. We're not like God, are we? We must confess. Unfortunately, we may remember those that sin against us. But oh, may we ask the question, who is so great a God as our God? But why can God do all this? There is only one answer, my friend. It is because of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ alone. God looks at the complete penalty of our sins, the penalty which the Son of God bore himself upon the cross. And it is written in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 6, "Christ gave himself a ransom for all." Now, my beloved friend, let me ask, do you believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, completely paid the full price bore the complete penalty for your sins to provide salvation for you, and that he paid it all? Again, I remind you of the old hymn, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Friend, do you believe it? Let me say, you cannot pay for it. We have once sung in our childhood days, nothing to pay, nothing to pay. Jesus has died and opened the way. My friend, do you believe it? Why not? To say to the Lord Jesus, I do believe that you paid all my debt, bore the full penalty upon the cross to save me from hell. Now, if you do, you can rest upon his word. Whether he says to you, son, or whether he says to you, daughter, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Then what will God do with your sins? Please let me repeat it. The message is beautiful and precious. Take God at his word. He will put them out of reach, as far as the east is removed from the west. And he will put them out of sight. I will cast them into the depths of the sea, and he will put them out of mind. Their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. But why? How is it that God can do it? My beloved, I beg you to look at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ upon which he died, and recognize he bore our sins in his own body upon the tree. And all because the death and the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ has taken place, God can and will forgive every man, woman, boy, and girl. Those sinners they are, he will forgive them. My beloved, let me quote the words, 1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from how much? All sin. Jesus, thou Son of God, I build on what thy cross has done for me. There both my death and life I see. My guilt, my pardon, there I see. Beloved, by faith, if never you have, will you come to the foot of his cross and say, Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Father, by the Holy Spirit's power, bring home the message to every sinner's heart that they might be saved, to every saint for their joy, in Jesus' name. Amen.